Some clothes are a dollar mission out from an air kalim takas hatsino. Somebody who leaves utensils underneath a drainage pipe with the intention that when it rains and the water runs through the drainage pipe, the water will eventually fill the kalim. Echad kalim gdolim. Echad kalim ktana. Whether he left very large kalim under the drainage pipe and very, very large kalim are not makabel tuma, or whether he left very small kalim, a clue that's so small that it would not be makabel tuma. Afilu klei glolim klei avanim klei adama. Paislin es hamikvah. Echad hameniach ve'echad hashoycheach. Kedivri beisham. Even if he left kalim made out of dung, or kalim made out of stone, or kalim made out of earth that was not baked in an oven, these type of utensils are not makabel tuma, no matter what size they are. The water in those kalim is considered mayim she'uvim, and if the water would subsequently drip into the mikvah would be pasul, and it doesn't make a difference whether he left those kalim deliberately underneath the pipe or whether he forgot those kalim under the pipe, according to Beis Shammai. As water inside kalim is considered mayim she'uvim, if you wanted that the water should enter the kalim, and it doesn't make a difference whether the kalim is makabel tuma or not, it does not depend on whether the kalim are makabel tuma. Even kalim that are not makabel tuma would be considered mayim she'uvim as long as you wanted that the water should be in the kli. So in this case, that you put the kli underneath a drainage pipe and you plan that the water would go from the drainage pipe into the kli. So therefore, you wanted the water in the kli. So subsequently, that water that was in the kli drips into the mikvah. Even if you never picked up the kli, you broke the kli and the water dripped into the mikvah. Since the water was in a kli and you wanted the water to be in the kli, that water is considered mayim she'uvim, and three lugin of that water falls into the mikvah before the mikvah contains 40 sa'. The mikvah would be pasul. Beisilu mitarim bishulchef. Beisilu is mitarim in such a case that you forgot the kli underneath the drainage pipe. In such a case, according to Beisilu, the water in that kli would not be considered mayim she'uvim, and if subsequently the kli breaks and the water drips into the mikvah would not be pasul. Of course, if you actually went ahead and picked up the kli and poured it into the mikvah, even though you forgot the kli there, but by virtue of picking up the kli, you are causing the water to be mayim she'uvim. So we're talking about in such a case that you did not pick up the kli broke, and according to Beis Hillel, since you forgot the kli there, and you didn't want that the kli should fill up with water, the water inside the kli would not be considered mayim she'uvim. And the Mefarshim explained that the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when you forget the kli underneath the tzinor, it's talking about in such a case that when you originally placed the kli underneath the drainage pipe, it was very cloudy, and it looked like it was going to rain. So you obviously planned that the kli should fill up with water. And then subsequently, the clouds scattered, and you forgot that you had left the kli there. And after that, it became cloudy again, and it rained, and the kli filled with water. Then in such a case, Beis Shammai holds, even though you forgot about the kli in the interim, and the clouds had also scattered since you originally placed the kli there with in mind that it should fill with water from the drainage pipe, the water inside the kli is considered mayim she'uvim. Well, according to Beis Hillel, since the clouds scattered and you forgot that you had left the kli there, even though you originally deliberately placed the kli there, it's as if you didn't want that the kli should fill with water since you had forgotten about the kli, and therefore since you didn't want that the kli should be filled with water, the water inside that kli is not considered mayim she'uvim. But Beis Hillel would admit that in such a case that you placed the kli there when it was cloudy so that it will fill with rain, and you forgot about the kli, but the clouds had not scattered, in such a case even Beis Hillel would admit that the water inside the kli is mayim she'uvim, even though you forgot about the kli, since the clouds never scattered, and you originally placed the kli deliberately there, the mayim inside that kli would be considered mayim she'uvim, even according to Beis Hillel. Amar Rabbi Meir, Nimnu Varavu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. But Meir said, they took account, and they found that there were more Talmidim of Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel. And they decided that the halacha should follow Beis Shammai, since there were more Talmidim that held like Beis Shammai, that even when you forget the kli there, the mayim is considered mayim she'uvim. So therefore, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Umodim b'shocheh b'chatzer shehu tor. Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel in such a case that you forgot the kli in the courtyard, that the mikvah is tor, that the water is not considered mayim she'uvim if you forget about the kli. Instead of placing the kli underneath the drainage pipe, you place the kli in the middle of the courtyard. At the time, it was very cloudy, and then the clouds scattered and you forgot about the kli, and afterward it became cloudy again and it rained and the kli filled with water. In such a case, since you forgot about it, even according to Beis Shammai, the mayim would not be considered mayim she'uvim. As in this case, since you didn't put the kli underneath the drainage pipe, you put it in the middle on the chatzer, it's not so clear in the first place that the reason why you put it there is so that it would fill with the rain. So therefore, in such a case that the clouds scattered and you forgot about it, when it subsequently does rain and it fills with water, that water would not be considered mayim she'uvim. even according to Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Adayin Machlokes B'mkoma Omeret. Rabbi Yosei says that the Machlokes remains in its place. Rabbi Yosei is referring back to that what the Mishnah said before, that they took account and found that there were more Talmidim of Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel, and decided that the Halacha should follow Beis Shammai. That was not the case at all. According to Rabbi Yosei, they never took such account, so therefore the Machlokes remains, that the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and the Halacha would follow Beis Hillel. As per usual, when the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we usually paskin like Beis Hillel. Somebody who leaves a platter underneath a drainage pipe. And Yeshla Labazbe Poselas is a mikvah. The Imlav Aina Poselas as a mikvah. This platter has a rim, then the mikvah would be possible, but if not, this platter would not possible the mikvah. As you put this platter underneath the drainage pipe so that when it rains and the water runs through the drainage pipe, it would hit the platter in such an angle that it would subsequently fall into the mikvah. So you're directing the water to the mikvah by putting the platter there at such an angle that when the water hits the platter, it will run into the mikvah. Now, the drainage pipe is not considered a kli, so the water that runs through the drainage pipe would not be considered mayim shuvim by virtue of the fact that it went through the pipe. The reason being is that we're talking about in such a case that when you attach the pipe, you did not yet hollow it out. And only after you attached it to the house did you hollow it out. So therefore, since at the time you attached it to the house, it was not a kli since it was not hollowed out, when you subsequently hollow it out, it would not be considered a kli at that time, as a kli has to have been a kli before you attached it either to the ground or the house for it to have a din of a kli. But if it only became a kli after you attached it to the ground or to the house, it would not have a din of a kli. So the water that runs through the drainage pipe would not be considered mayim shuvim. And that explanation would apply to the previous mishnah as well. In the previous mishnah, we discussed where the water ran through the drainage pipe into a kli. In that case, also, we were talking about where you only hollowed out the drainage pipe after you attached it to the house, so only by virtue of the water going into the kli would it be considered mayim shuvim, but not because it went through the drainage pipe. And in this case, instead of putting a regular kli underneath the drainage pipe, you put a flat tabla underneath the drainage pipe, and that flat tabla is not considered a kli unless it has a rim. So the Mishnah says, if it has a rim on all four sides, then the water that went through the tabla and then into the mikvah would be considered mayim shuvim, and since it has a rim, it's considered a kli, and since it's considered a kli, the water that went into the tabla from the drainage pipe is considered mayim shuvim, and when that water subsequently runs into the mikvah, that water will pass the mikvah since it's mayim shuvim. But if this tabla does not have a rim, so it's not considered a kli since it's totally flat, and even though the water runs up against the tabla and then into the mikvah, that water would not be considered mayim shuvim and would not pass the mikvah. If you put the tabla upright underneath the drainage pipe in order to wash it off, they didn't put the tabla down flat underneath the drainage pipe. You put it upright so that it could be washed off on the dirt that's on the tabla. As you did not put the tabla there in order to direct the water that runs against it into the mikvah, instead you put it there just to wash it off. In such a case, whether or not it has a rim, the water that goes into the tabla and then into the mikvah would not be considered mayim shuvim and would not possel the mikvah. And since you did not intend that the tabla should fill with water, you only intended to wash it off, the water inside it would not be considered mayim shuvim.